We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Tom time. The other night, I was just mesmerized talking with a retired Texas Ranger who now runs a training program, CincoPezoTraining.com. And basically, we were talking about people in the school who might be able to return fire, do something to slow down a shooter. They could be a teacher, they could be a principal, vice principal, cafeteria person, janitor. And the training that you'll hear as far as firing a weapon periodically, much more rigorous than what I know the Philadelphia police are required to do. But we wanted to play you something, and maybe Brad might have a comment on this. There are disturbing reports, and again, Lawrence Jones of Fox News is on the ground there. And he is saying, no, law enforcement did the right thing and entered the building as quickly as possible. But a local reporter interviewed a lieutenant spokesperson there on the ground with this report that some officers went to try to get their kids out of the school, as opposed, it appears to be, to going after where the shooter was. Listen to this.
And we've also heard word that a Border Patrol agent was struck with gunfire, a few officers shot. We've heard that some law enforcement officers actually went into school to get their kids out. Can you talk about that?
Right. So what we do know, Vanessa, right now, that there was some police officers, families trying to get their children out of the school because it was an active shooter situation right now. It's a terrible situation right now. And, of course, just as we mentioned, the loss of life, it's just terrible. It's a terrible tragedy now that took place. But, again, we got to keep acknowledging those brave men and women that actually were there on scene that met this suspect. And, of course, we know that they were met with gunfire. Some of them were shot. But at the end of this, the suspect was shot and is now deceased. The threat is now neutralized.
And we're hearing his home was
Okay, so I don't know, Dan, it seems to be you heard that a couple times now, implying that they should have gone after the shooter more.
Yeah,
that seems to be the upshot of it.
Like what I feel this is, though, is I really feel it's people taking the AP report,
yes,
kind of putting underlying tones to it and then putting words into this officer's mouth. He's saying that police officers showed up to go in and get their kids. He's not saying that they also stopped others from, it's being conflated in a weird way online.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Let's go to former Texas Ranger and a man now who trains people. It seems to be almost exclusively how to prevent school shootings. Let's go to Brad Oliver. Hey, Brad, it was such a pleasure the other night talking with you. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Dom, thank you for having me back.
Brad, do you have any sense with your contacts and police knowledge, and particularly with schools? We're relying on Lawrence Jones on Fox News Channel, who's disputing the AP on this, that officers did not go in. I thought that was resolved with police departments. They would go in, that's the new rationale.
Yeah, you're correct. That is the new rationale. And I do like what you're saying right now. We need to stop speculating right now, right? If you remember Sandy Hook, there was so much wrong information put out.
Right.
These are a lot of people coming to assumptions. They're just repeating rumors. There's nothing has been corroborated in any way. So what I've been telling people is, hey, everybody just needs to slow down. We have a very thorough investigation going on down there right now, and we need to let those officers, those investigators, go down there, do their job, and then we'll have the facts, not people guessing, not people, like I said, repeating rumors. I hate what's going on right now, because it just seems like people, again, are trying to find a way that they can disparage police officers.
Well, that's what I think could be going on, because, look, I think as a cop, people know this now, Columbine, I think they delayed, it was new, that, yes, your life certainly is important. You protect us every day. We see you as heroes. But there's a certain risk factor as a cop that you assume in this to go into that building, because every second is precious. That's got to be the mindset, right?
Absolutely. Columbine did change everything, because prior to Columbine, the protocol was surround, call out, wait for a tactical unit to get there, and then go in. Columbine changed everything. It is actively you go in. But I just hate what people are saying. Again, they're making assumptions, and I just hate it. I just keep telling everybody, wait
yep.
until the investigation's over with.
Well, talking with you the other night, I feel pretty good that in Texas you have in the neighborhood of 30, 33, Brad Oliver, at least at your training, maybe some others who get it, that we're going to need maybe more than just a cop in a school or a police resource person. We're going to need others potentially that volunteer. And I wrote down a lot of notes when we talked, because I talked to some cops and they went, wow, they really train that much in your program? They really fire their weapon that many times each month?
Some of the 30 school districts that we have, yes, it's mandatory that they have to do that. And so we have police officers that will come to us. They'll find out that we are training teachers or faculty members in school, and some of them are like, man, I just don't know if that's right, you know, having that. And I said, well, let me ask you this. When's the last time you qualified? When's the last time you actually trained with your gun, your handgun that you're carrying every day to protect not only yourself but the public? And they go, well, it's been this long. I said, well, let me tell you something. Our defenders are training a lot more than that, a lot more than you. And it's just misinformation. It's kind of what people are saying. People are spreading these
right.
rumors. But there's so much misinformation out there about what the – remember the other night I told you these are immediate responders. They are a force multiplier for a school resource officer or for that school that you have multiple armed defenders in your school district. It's a game changer.
It is, and when you put the sign outside alerting people to that, we have a sense, as deranged as these shooters are, Brad, that they do stay away from places like that.
It is possible. It's one of those things, you know, it's one of what we call the layered response, right? These school districts are going to have to realize, hey, we're going to have to harden up the schools, right? We're going to have layered security measures with a big fence, to me, would be the first thing. And the fence is, you can't walk through that fence. You have to be buzzed in, and there's a camera there that you have to identify yourself and tell me why you're there. You know, did you call ahead of time? Do you have a child here? What is your business here? What is that doing? It's building in time that if it is evil, remember, the guy that came to Uvalde mm-hmm. was evil. If evil is coming there, that gives that school district time to react to what's going on. If they have their armed defenders there, then they know what to do, and then we can go into this protocol of lockdown and get our students in a safe place.
You mentioned something. You got a great eye for this that I've often thought, but you're the expert, Brad Oliver, with us, that, look, it's a pretty picture, schools putting more glass in, giant glass windows and the like, but you have somebody who can't get in any other way. They'll shoot the glass, open the door, and come in. That's what happened in Sandy Hook.
Absolutely, it did. So we've got to rethink. We've got to rethink how we're building our schools. We can still make them aesthetically pleasing inside, but the outside, we need to rethink what we're doing. Again, start building that layered response, layered security measures in there, and this whole big plate glass everywhere and everything, there is no security in that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Brad, how often do the people in your training fire their weapon a month? You said that to me the other night.
So some school districts require them to shoot once a month, and they give them the ammo and say, look, you've got to go train,
mm-hmm.
you do this. Now, not every one of them is going to be able to do that, and I will tell you this, COVID COVID stopped, you know, kind of hampered some stuff. So we have really, really been back with our school districts, getting them spending 8 hours at a time at the range, going through firearm skills, doing a lot of situational awareness drills with their firearm. But every time that we're doing that, we're also implementing stuff where they're having to make sure that they are now also learning how to do first aid again.
Mm-hmm.
We're teaching them how they can, if they're in a group, we can have somebody doing an overwatch while somebody is moving somebody behind hard cover that's hurt, and they're now applying tourniquets. They're applying, seals on for a sucking chest wound. They're packing wounds. They're doing all this stuff because we've got to be able to handle evil. We got to stop evil, but we've also got to be able to provide this safety, this medical stuff, medical procedures for, not when I say procedures is not right, provide medical treatment to someone's injured. We've got to get them to a hospital with enough blood in them that a surgeon can do something with them.
Brad, too, we talked about those who say this is preposterous. You talked about the success of the program so far. So give us an idea. You've had people, as I said, vice principals. You could have a head of the cafeteria. You can have all kinds of people that have the readiness of a weapon, and yet there have not been incidents of people misfiring or doing anything else.
We have not. In our program, we have not had anything like that, like a negligent discharge. But, you know, you got to be real careful about that because I've seen police officers have negligent discharge
yes.
at the range, at the station, stuff like that. It can happen to anybody. But what I will say about that is that's usually when you let arrogance get in front of, you know, being cautious. So we have not had that. And we really stress safety at all times. And if any time during our training that somebody may do something that, hey, okay, that's not the way we do things, we stop immediately, we talk about it, we show them, hey, this is the way we do it, this is the correct way of doing it, and tell me your mindset, tell me what you were thinking. And a lot of times it was just a small mistake, and once we correct them, they don't do it again. They learn right there. It's a very learning environment for us. We're not screaming and hollering at them and trying to belittle them. We understand what they are doing, the sacrifices that they're doing and willing to do, because they're the ones, these armed defenders, they're the ones that's going to step in front of evil and get in front of evil so they cannot get it to our teachers, to our students, our kids. So it's
yep,
very,
gotcha.
Very thorough.
I was very impressed and hope that we see more of it in our area. But give the website, would you please,
yeah.
Brad Oliver, where people can check all this out?
Yeah, please do. So it is CincoPesoTraining.com. And, you know, of course, we are based in Texas, but that doesn't mean we can't go all over the United States. You know, right? We have the ability to do that. Now, each state has their own laws, and we would have to work within that on your school district and everything. But Texas does allow their teachers to be armed, allows the school district to make that decision. But we'd be more than happy to meet with anybody, anywhere. They don't just have to be in Texas.
Absolutely. Brad, thank you very much. Next time I'm filling in, which might be soon, we have to reconnect again. I learned a lot from you. Thank you. Thanks for your service.
Thank you, Don.
All right. There is Brad Oliver, former Texas Ranger, down there in Texas, someone who has trained about 30, 35 school districts where any number of people other than just the resource officer or cop. Now, we can't even get that here. I think the central question, practical question, when you go to your school board, next school board meeting, is to ask them, why not? Is it fiscal? Why they can't have someone in that school? Do they object to it? Is it aesthetic? What is it that would propel that? You also heard what he said about all these reports on police officers not going in. Until we have anything more definitive on this, I'm going with the idea that they did go in. It seems to be they went in. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. At the end of your call, just hit us with that favorite foreign expression or word. And if you're a fan of the work of, what would you say, Dan, is Ray Liotta's other big films? I don't know too many others.
Shoeless Joe Jackson is Infield of Dreams.
Okay.
Big one is, I think his name's Tommy Vercetti was his name. So for the young generation, he was the voice and face of the lead character of Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Ah, okay.
And that really renewed his fame.
Great bar thing, too, with whatever it is he was pitching there in the bar. Ray Liotta here drinking vodka, which but I've never seen a guy look as good as he did in Goodfellas. I can go watch Goodfellas. I'm sure it's going to be on all weekend now.
Sure,
they got to put Goodfellas on. All right, 855-839-1210, though. That will get you on board. We have a special Dan Time with Dom about Chestnut Hill a little bit later on today. Don't forget, every Thursday, today is Krasnerland Day, 345 today, facebook.com/1210WPHT. There's some overwhelming crap. By the way, Dan, did you know, I was thinking of it as a side question, maybe just put it on Twitter for now. Larry Krasner is writing a book about his success.
Oh, no.
I don't know yet. A bird hasn't flown into the window to tell me who the publisher is. Can you imagine?
Mm.
Krasnerland ought to be the title.
Seriously doing a book now? Like, how more obvious can it be that this dude just wants fame?
Yeah. Well, the thing of it is, though, have we trademarked Krasnerland yet? I'm serious. I'm going to get it trademarked because I may have a lawsuit here. If he steals it and calls it Krasnerland.
Tries to appropriate it into something positive for him.
Yes, yeah. Or if they'd like a book from us just on our exploits here, chronicling the great man. Can you imagine this guy has a publisher? There's a book out there. He's writing it now, apparently. And there's more documentaries on him. They can't get enough of this because they're not awash in the blood here in Philadelphia and the nonsense that's going on with this guy. The Inquirer today goes off on all these things about how many people are being killed in Philadelphia. They blame the gun again. No word of Krasner ever. So how is it that Krasner has all the plus side of the column and none of the negative? All right, so that'll be 3:45 today. Hope you'll join us with that. 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Goes with me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Hey, welcome in. Sad day. I'm such a big fan of that film, Goodfellas. I'm trying to think, what is the best line in Goodfellas? And why am I forgetting the actress? I love the actress, too. The loving, the wife of Ray Liotta. When he beats a guy up that had accosted her in the suburban thing, right?
That's Lorraine Bracco.
Yeah, Lorraine Bracco.
Yeah.
And he beats the guy up. Remember those punks across the street, and he goes and he punches one guy and hits the other guy in the face with the gun? It's blood on his hands, and he hands it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells, hide this. And she goes, some women would have walked out right then. I got to admit, it turned me on. Oh, that line. And Dan, when they come into the Copa, you know, and he's paying everybody off the back way. And I forget the song this play. It's just so big time. It's so well done.
Yeah.
The entrance coming into the Copa. Yeah. So if you have a line from Goodfellas.
You know who Lorraine Bracco later played, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know why I blanked on her name.
Psychologist
sure.
From Sopranos.
Yeah, I think she might have looked better in The Sopranos, arguably, even than in this film, I would say. Well, they were making her not as Italian in this. She was Jewish in this. In Sopranos, she's Italian. That's part of the whole thing.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, so she looks a younger version, but there were different things they did with the character. What a film, though. I don't know if that's the best mob film.
Well, come on. I mean, that's a little recency bias because of Ray Liotta, but I mean, Godfathers.
Yeah. Well, on a grander scale, but if you're asking me what is more, I think that's the point they were making. What is more realistic? It would be Goodfellas, up and down the line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These are not grand figures and all that stuff like The Godfather. These are what these guys, the real mob figures.
These are the actual guys.
Yeah. 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 And Joe Pesci's character is just, when he gets it in a film, this maniac, just think of the stuff he was involved in.
Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, Tommy DeVito. In other words, what I'm saying is, these are not big time guys. They're just guys that don't want to work their hoods and all that, and they're doing anything they want. All right. So if you have a comment on that, we'll get you in. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Joe in Coatesville. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joe, what's your Farm Fraser word?
Hey, Dom.
Hi.
Good afternoon. Farm Fraser is deja vu.
Yes. Sometimes used inappropriately. I think people just throw it in there all the time because they've heard deja vu. Yes.
Yes, and I thought it was appropriate because having been in the military and a former teacher, all the lessons learned that were stacked after Sandy Hook, all the conversations that we had about arming teachers, higher security, more background, all of that was said in 2013, and we are now, 2022, and we're saying the same thing again. And that's what has to be frustrating, I know, for myself, for teachers, for parents, is just that we've had these lessons learned, and yet having people step up, and when I hear about, cost of this, cost of that, yes, there's a cost to everything. We talk about emergency management and the fact that we don't like spending money until.
Yeah. Well, Joe, let me interrupt and say, here's the one change, though, that I'm hopeful on. We've seen so much concentration finally on the school boards, local school boards that actually call the tune on this. I want to encourage people the next school board meeting, rather than talking critical race theory and all the rest of it, ask them, why don't we have someone who can use deadly force in every school? If it's financial, you mean to say some of these affluent school districts particularly couldn't do that and cut something else? If it's ideological, well, then Abington is a pretty liberal area, or fairly liberal, Joe, and they've had it for years.
Yeah, I totally agree, because that's where the focus of the school board should have been.
Yes.
Instead of going and all these other different directions. Everybody screams about, or states and, yells from the mountaintop, it's, we're doing this for the children. It's always about the children. We're protecting the children. And then they drift off into their little agendas, and they really forget the children, in my opinion.
Well put. Thank you, Joe. Deja vu works. Dan, that's a good word and a good call on that. Look, I told you yesterday when we talked about, you're not going to hear me like Ainsley Earhart and some of the stuff that she was saying. We as a nation have to, no. We as a nation don't have to examine ourselves because of a deranged individual here. What we have to do is put into play the things that we know that worked. Now, apparently, the door in the back may have been unlocked, and that's how he got into the school. That's what seems to be believed now. But in addition to that, you need to have at least one person, if not more, in every school that can at least keep the killer pinned down. As more people escape, save more lives until the cops arrive. Doesn't that make sense? So is it, if it's cost, I'd hate to be at that school board. If you're going to a school board meeting, please let me know, and I hope that you'll ask that question. Why don't we have, like Abington does, their program? Right here, right in the suburbs. We had on Pat Malloy yesterday. It's right there. Why is that such a flighty idea? Oh, yeah, right, more guns when we have all these issues. I think a staff member can do it. We just had on the Texas Ranger.
We're still working on this whole thing with the cops not going on. There's some video, but the video may be off the mark. That's what we think is happening. And we may find out tomorrow that's the case. Listen to this, Dan, from our buddy Krasnerland. I'll save this and maybe read some of it this afternoon on Krasnerland. This is a directive put out by Jane Rowe, his spokesperson. And it says, today, Philadelphia residents will join with representatives of the legal community and city government to discuss resolution of the 834 cases open during the mass civil unrest following police killings of civilians in the summer and fall of 2020. See how loaded that is? It was civil unrest. No, these were a mob of rioters blowing up ATMs, etc. The DA's office in Philadelphia says 85% of the defendants arrested for activity related to the civil unrest were approved by the courts for a diversion, including restorative justice program, through which defendants and victims process trauma, healing, and achieved accountability together within community and outside of a courthouse or prison. You know what this stinking restorative justice means? And it comes from Oprah. Oprah's another part of this. It means that everybody sings kumbaya. You see this person had a hard time in life if you're the victim. So I'm a store owner that has my ATM blown up, and we do restorative justice. And Dan says to me, I grew up on the hard scrapple streets of Cherry Hill.
Hard scrapple streets? Are they made of scrapple?
That's true. Yeah, why do they use that phrase, the hard scrapple? And, you know, we bonded through this, and now everything is fine. Nobody went to jail, no restitution, nothing. Or I'll pay you a dollar every year for the rest of my life. Yeah, I blew up your ATM. It could have killed you, people. And you had to suffer all that. Restorative justice.
No big deal, no.
Yeah, it's Oprah. By the way, they're waiting. You know, the chant is all over the place for Oprah now to come out and disavow Dr. Oz and attack Dr. Oz and give us more stuff on Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is the winner, though, by 902 votes. And the recount might stand any day now. Got to write my column today, and I've been waiting until this gets over. The column's like 2 weeks old. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 12.
You think the DMV or the voter instrumentation here in Pennsylvania is worse? Like, what do you think takes longer?
No, that's a close race. Well,
like, if you put the people at the DMV in charge of counting votes, do you think we'd see any like faster movement, or do you think it would go slower?
Let's see. I still think the DMV people might be worse. I could see them with the stamp. Watch the stamp. Now, I'm starting it here, like 6 inches off the ground, and
just slowly stamping. There it is.
And then, but it stays on there for a while. They have to raise the arm all the way up again. The dithering. I'd like to be inside one of these counting. Let's take a 12-hour lunch. And they actually say it could start as soon as Friday. Well, why didn't it start today? And then I'll have to take off for Memorial Day. Now we're into God knows what date. And they have to be done by June 8th.
It's a pretty cush job that they
got. Or June 7th. And here, Dan, it has to be done by June 7th, but they don't announce it to June 8th. Just, I just could not be involved. I don't know how Liz Breedhavy and the others do this. Let's go to Sal in Collegeville, and Sal's on Talk Radio 1210 with Dom and Dan. Hey, Sal, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Where I live, I'm in Upper Providence, Montgomery County.
Okay.
And we are in Springfield School District, and in Springfield School District, we have uniformed police officers. There's 8 police officers, including the chief. They take care of about 11 schools. They're in regular police cars. They train, I believe, with the local police department, which is Upper Providence and Limerick. And they've been there ever since my kids have been there, and we've been there about 16, 17 years.
So, Sal, are they in school all day long at every school, though?
They come in and out of every school. And I know that for a fact because my wife works at one of the schools in the cafeteria. She sees them all the time.
Yeah, well, Sal, that is good, but we want an individual who's stationed at each and every school. That's the prime thing.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, as uniformed police officers, number one, it's a deterrent. And I know for a fact, because I volunteer at the school a lot, you got to be buzzed in. Every school, there's a sign out front saying there's armed police officers there to protect the staff and students. And you're right. I think they should have a handful of student teachers, and there are plenty of teachers that are more than capable that should be trained in firearms.
Yes.
They can blame the guns all they want, but they got to do something to protect these schools other than just blame guns every 5 minutes.
Well, and Sal, you know what? That would be the stipulation to these big mouths. Okay, while we're debating all these background checks and new laws and all, fine. But what are you going to do right now with all the guns that are already out there? And the answer is we're going to protect schools right now. Could we agree on that? I just want this to come to a head at the school board meetings, and then we want to see on record, do they say there's not enough money? How does Springford do it then?
Right, exactly. And here's the thing. Say they do take all the guns away. You get some late raging lunatic and goes in there with a knife, you can still kill a bunch of people. I mean, so, you know,
exactly.
you can't just – yes, there's a problem that, you know, people are getting guns when they shouldn't. I'll give them that. And I am a gun guy. But you got to protect – you can't just put a Band-Aid on it and kick it down the road. You got to do something proactive.
And right now, thank you very much. That's the only point we're making. School board meetings ought to be interesting coming up. Let me know if you – oh, the Pensbury School Board with our buddy over there, the solicitor. I wonder if Tim Daly will be asked. Mr. Daly, you're done, buddy. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. I hear there's quite a good Dan time with Dom today, and it involves a certain sport, shall we call it that, and some problems over in Chestnut Hill, of all places, around this sport. We'll have that at about 147 or so.
Generation Nigerian immigrants excel to the top of the academic socioeconomic ladder of success. Or
All right, we're just getting into irrelevant things. We're just going to stop you there. You're done.
What made you the king of the sport?
You're done.
Guy, what would they say? It's Pensbury. I bet Pensbury does not have anybody armed in the school. I'd be surprised. You had something, Dan?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Looking forward to my sports.
Oh, still so, okay. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that foreign expression, phrase, or word. That's our side question today. I want to hear excommunicado with Nancy Pelosi. She's still receiving communion. She's still just boldly going to do that. And she's backed up by noted theologians Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar.
This is not the truth.
Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. I haven't gotten enough people. They're texting me and everything else, Dan. Lines from Goodfellas. It's that good of a film. It's pretty long, but the characters, God, just unbelievable. Probably the best character in some ways is Billy Batts, the guy they take out in the bar. All right, let's see, 855-839-1210. Let's go to Jerry. He's in Middleton, Delaware. Jerry, what's your foreign phrase?
Hi, Dom, just real quick. I listen to your show frequently, and I love it. And
thank you.
Thanks for being on the air.
Thank you very much.
Your producer does a good job. He keeps everything moving, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerry.
So you ready?
Yes.
I'm an Irish guy. I drink French and Italian wine. And I discovered, since I retired, an expression, and that wants to be me. Il dolce far niente.
Meaning?
It is the sweet nothingness of doing absolutely nothing.
Ooh, my kind of quote.
There, Dan's kind of guy. He'll get that il dolce going. La dolce vita, the sweet life. There you go. All right, that's a pretty good one. Nice story around that. Notice he said, too, Italian. Put the thing on the eye. He's an Italian. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's see. Joe in Westchester. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Joe.
Yeah. Hi, Dom. Your screen
I was going to check if anyone said Viva la Différence, but I never got back to me. No, so did anyone say that yet?
Yeah, Viva la Différence.
Well, it's a great one because it means, you know, literally long live the difference between the sexes.
Yes, I was going to mention that. That might be a banned phrase in the near future because there is no sense of any difference. Yes,
And I also had a comment about, you know, how to fund, if it's funding. And I agree with what you said earlier today that it's probably even more ideology than funding. But if they want to use that excuse, funding, right, I thought, you know, there's lots of ways besides the federal government. That's the primary way with our taxes. I thought I don't think any of us would mind paying even a few extra taxes to help protect the schools with live people, you know, trained well with weapons.
It would be. And look, also, if there's anybody out there wanting to run for school board, we may have Clarice Schillinger back on the show tomorrow, Joe.
Right.
I would say this is a platform to run on. I am going to have someone there in the school who's going to return fire.
But there's other ways, too, I thought would be great. I'm sure the NRA would contribute. They're already doing programs, you know, to train people. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that would improve their reputation. They'd contribute to this and, you know, with programs and so forth. And then there's the very rich, like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates and even George Soros. You know, how could people refuse to contribute to this?
Well put, and I like your Viva la Différence. I was just searching for an article, Dan, as he was talking there, though. Great column today, and I hit a paywall I've used up, so I didn't print out the whole thing over at National Review.
All of us, people.
One man can only, you know, get behind so many paywalls.
Yeah, right? Oh, it's horrible.
Yes. Well, it's only this a month. Yeah, well, I have to have like 25 or 30 of them, though. So the person writing this writes the point why these comedians, and now it's Ricky Gervais, gone after the transsexual stuff is important. And she makes this point that if you believe in the sexes, particularly the sexes at birth, that is now a countercultural view overall, Dan. So that's why it's important. We're the counterculture. Viva la Différence. Now, maybe not in raw numbers. If you ask the average American, they'd say, yeah, they're two sexes. You know, I mean, what are you talking about here? But the pillars of power, the media, academe, and all the rest, they're more the, what, the guardians of the culture. They would say no. So these are not just jokes. Now, I don't know. I can't be in the mind, Dan. Do you think, I know Bill Maher does. That's my guess. I've interviewed him four or five times. And there's nothing wrong with it. Do you think Bill Maher thinks he's just telling jokes? Or do you think he's thinking he's making an impact, too?
I think Bill Maher just calls shots how he sees them. I don't know if he's trying to make an impact, but I think he just looks at what's going on, throws his hands up and says WTF and calls shots as he sees them.
Well, he's not just trying to be humorous, though. He's trying to make an impact in a sense. Right.
You're right. Yep.
Here's the impact he's trying to make, and I support him in this, and I would hope conservatives would. He says many times on and off air when we had him on, he's still a liberal. He's a liberal. It's the progressive craziness that's out there. People that are liberal, you can differ with. You may think, oh, man, I can't take this. They can even be a friend. Progressives, I don't see how you do it. Like Todd, who calls in and we go back and forth with an Overbrook. You know, we had him yesterday kidding. I think he's just a liberal, pretty much. You know, he's not somebody scolding and going wild most of the time. That's the progressive type of thing. So I don't know if Ricky Gervais thinks Dave Chappelle, I think, wants to be more than just someone telling jokes and making money. I have a sense of it on this. Otherwise, I don't think he would stick in this genre because this is a dangerous genre to be in. Howard Stern certainly wants to be taken seriously. The problem is he's going to the elites to be taken seriously and his own germophobia and craziness, I think.
You know what's really annoying with this whole conversation to me is comedy is built on making people feel uncomfortable.
Yes,
and making people laugh at what makes them feel uncomfortable. And comedians are being told now that they're not allowed to make people feel uncomfortable.
Right. Well, I think this author that I was mentioning, and we may get on, is making the point, though, it's gone that far. And that's why this is not just a joke. It's an important, to what you said, humor toward a point. And if you are a conservative, you're already pre-canceled. These are liberal guys. I think Dave Chappelle and some of these people are liberal. Gervais, I can't tell. And they are risking They've gotten away with it so far. He's got the Netflix special. Chappelle is doing unbelievable. But, you know, it can all come crashing down because the transsexual stuff is a just it's a crown jewel of being woke now. So it is important. It's not just humor. Yeah.
I've been watching The Offer. I keep saying it over and over again. And they're divulging into the relationship between Ruddy and the filmmakers and the mafia. And the way that Ruddy had to essentially get the mafia's approval for a lot of what was written in the film. And I hate to compare the two, but that's really what's become with comedy, where they almost have to go for to a certain like organization or something to find approval to feel comfortable putting this out there. It's nuts. It's a really
weird
situation.
I got to say, too, though, I like Ricky Gervais. You've seen some of the bit, right? It's pretty raw.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting there. I have to admit, if I were sitting there and he's telling that, I'm not laughing out of my seat.
I don't care how raw it is, though. That's like I think back to the greats prior. You think of Carlin. They were raw, too.
What I mean is the observation I'm not fully in agreement with.
But
he has every right to say it, but I think it goes too far.
No, I think a lot of comedy goes too far, but I think that's the point of comedy. Like those are the people that are supposed to be going too far in our society so we can joke about it, laugh about it, and figure out what the heck's going on.
Okay, that's your version. My version is they got to be on point. I demand that you be on point. If you go too far, I think it's off the point. I reject you.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, but I'd like to do a comedy thing on the Facebook page. I don't know what would happen. Now, it might be trouble. Can you imagine? Dom's Lounge here instead of the Dom Dome. All right, 855-839-1210. Speaking of which, Dan Time with Dom. He's got a great one today. Even I have to sign off on this.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan Time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time in the afternoon when producer Dan, that's me, takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan Time with Dom. Hot off the bachelor party, Dom. I have returned. A very fun time down there in the far land called Atlantic City. But one report that I want to bring to the radio show before we hop into what I'm very excited to talk about today. Down there in Atlantic City with now the legalization of recreational marijuana, Dom, I hate to report.
If you listen to the show,
you know I don't actually hate to report. But for those that actually do care about this, man, every 10 steps you get a quaff of
contact
weed.
Contact, yes.
Just a smell of weed. You get 10 steps of fresh air, 10 steps again of weed. And there was an instance, Dom, where there was a police officer just chatting it up with a guy who had a blunt in his hand, smoking a blunt. So I don't know what the laws are.
It's not legal in public. I told you. Don't do this, kids. Yeah.
Like, don't do it. Don't be an idiot. And yeah, so beware. I don't know if Ocean City will have. I can't imagine that they've been allowed
here we go
over
again.
There. But
summer too, yes.
You know, Wildwood, I could see it becoming a problem. Atlantic City, it's definitely going to become a problem. So just a little disclaimer when you head down the shore this year. But, Dom, one of the things that I saw while I was down at the bachelor party, it's popped up on my social media. And I was in Atlantic City on vacation, leaving Maisie back in Philadelphia, a little bit worried to leave her alone. The whole idea that we walk outside in Port Richmond and you can hear gunshots, you can hear explosions, fireworks, just loud noises, loud music. Music coming from over in Camden, from the parks in Philadelphia, the boom cars. And there's a lot to complain about with the loud noise. But if you ask a certain neighborhood in Philadelphia, they might have a different qualm. That's not gunshots. It's not loud music coming from cars like most Philadelphians. Dom, take a listen to this Fox 29 report.
Noise complaints, usually the result of loud music, fireworks, ATVs, parties, you know, a bunch of stuff. But pickleball? It's nowhere on that list, you'd think. But for some in one Philly neighborhood, it's apparently right at the top. Here's our Chris O'Connell.
The wildly popular recreational sport may be a victim of its own success. Some here in Chestnut Hill say pickleball has become a neighborhood nuisance.
I wake up, I hear it. I walk down the steps, I hear it. I open the back door to let the dog out, you hear it.
Oh, woe is me. It's a recreational
Chestnut
game.
Hill, yes.
So, Dom, it's gotten so we always talk about, like, what would happen if this came out to the violence came out to Chestnut Hill. We'd see such a quick difference. We'd see such a change. So with this pickleball situation, they're really upset about it over there in Chestnut Hill. This is what they had later in the report.
The noise issue was at the center of a packed public meeting. Some residents demanding changes. Some suggested softer balls and paddles and cutting the court's hours. Some just wanted shut down altogether.
You need to stop this immediately.
If not, they're planning a lawsuit against the city for breaking its own noise ordinance.
Eight, nine months a year, you can't open your windows. Did you ever try and live someplace where you can't open your windows with a racket? That's how loud it is.
Yeah, you know what I'd ask these people, though? You know the question. I got one question to that guy. Vote for Larry Krasner, buddy.
Yeah.
Then shut up.
Yeah, and that's the thing that really just irks me, Dom. It's like you have something like pickleball. People are allowed playing a recreational sport, and you'll organize into a town hall meeting and threaten a lawsuit against the city. Meanwhile, people are dying at an astronomical rate, and you won't even say anything about this district attorney out there or vote him out.
Right, because I remember looking at the stats, and my friends over in Chestnut Hill said, yeah, Chestnut Hill went for Krasner. Yeah.
Oh, it's...
Yeah. Yeah, but look, they do make that. I don't get pickleball anyhow. Play tennis. What's with the pickleball?
Yeah, I've never tried, to be honest with you. Isn't that something that comes from, like, the villages down in Florida?
Yes.
it's like spreading all over the country now.
I'm waiting for George Costanza's father to be out there complaining
there,
about
there was
pickleball.
One guy in the report that was so proud of his pickleball skill, and then they show him slinging the racket. It's not.
It does make a weird noise, I admit.
It does,
that.
And it's
yeah.
loud. But, I mean, there are much more things that, as a community, you should organize to confront rather
right.
than pickleball.
Well, you know, if Dom Giordano Day does happen, as you and I are told it will, what should the official sport be of that day?
Well,
I don't think it'll be pickleball.
Maybe a 40-yard football throw, right?
Well, that's not a sport, though. Everybody has to – not everybody can do that.
The official sport of the Dom Giordano program? Pickleball. Yes. And finally, Dom, last night was the Survivor finale. Don't want to spoil it in case you're planning on watching it at some point today. But, man, what a fantastic season. Everybody was likable. And I do suggest if you're out of the Survivor world – with this next season coming up, maybe think about getting back into it because it is a dang good series.
I would suggest if you have not watched or you dropped off this season, Better Call Saul, Monday night's episode, particularly the last 3 or 4 minutes. I don't know which actor was the best in it. It mind-boggling. Some of the best. That woman that plays Kim, mind-boggling. That woman is going places.
After everything's said and done, what's better, Better Call Saul or Breaking Bad?
I think Better Call Saul.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I got to go back and watch. I watched the first two seasons religiously of Better Call Saul, and I fell off, man, and I got to get
back. It's great. All right, big 2 o'clock hour. We have Dom's Money Melody. Yeah, let's bring it to Rittenhouse Square, pickleball. Let's see what they do over there. Can you imagine? They're complaining about pickleball and voting for Larry Krasner. If that's not the sign.
I can't take this with these pickleball players. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What are we going to do? Yeah, try living in Center City right
now.
Keep that
pickleball commentary, Dan. We need that for other shows. All right. Big 2 o'clock hour to round off today here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.